Romans 3:19-24. God revealed how we can become righteous. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you that you loved us while we were still sinners and made a way to forgive our sins and made us righteous through the grace of the cross. Reveal more and more of your love and grace to us by your Spirit, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. I am honored and happy to be able to share with everyone today. The focus of the entire Bible is on Jesus. He came to redeem us from sin and to set us free from the penalty of sin. His blood justifies everyone who believes in him. We read in Romans 1:16, "The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. It is a righteousness apart from the law. It is a righteousness by faith and not by our good deeds or efforts to keep the law. We are not declared righteous by keeping the law, but by believing in Jesus." This is the gospel. In Romans 3:19-24, Paul begins to explain the depth and the power of the gospel of grace, which is the foundation of our faith. Verse 19, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God." Verse 20, "Therefore no one will be justified in his sight by the works of the law, for the law merely brings awareness of sin." Meditation question: what does it mean to be under the law? What is the function of the law? Why is it impossible to be justified or to be made righteous by the works of the law? Verse 19 begins by saying that the law speaks to those who are under the law. When Adam and Eve sinned, human beings came under the authority and judgment of the law. Being under the law means to be accountable for obeying the law, even though we can't obey it perfectly. We are under the scrutiny of the law and also under the judgment of the law. The law of God is the standard by which all people will be judged. Some people have a very high opinion of themselves and believe that their good works will earn them a place in heaven. However, when they die and stand before God, they will have nothing to say. This is the meaning of the words in verse 19. It says that the law speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. The law of God completely exposes the sins of all human beings so that we will be silenced. Because of the law, we will not be able to defend ourselves or before God or to justify our actions. Even if a person does not have faith in Christ, they will have no rebuttal to God's law and will not be able to deny their sinfulness and unrighteousness. The whole world will be held accountable to God. Verse 20, "Therefore no one will be justified in his sight by the works of the law, for the law merely brings awareness of sin." People want to believe that there are multiple ways to God and many ways to be saved, but verse 20 is clear. No one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. No amount of striving to do good works or to be righteous in our own efforts can make us righteous before God. This goes against the way human beings think God should be. They want to believe that God will accept them based on their works. People often say, "I hope God will accept me into his eternal kingdom because I have been a good person. I have not committed terrible crimes and have been kind to people. Compared to other people, I've done quite well." However, Paul made it clear in the first three chapters of Romans that we are all sinners and have broken God's laws. God does not grade on a curve or evaluate our righteousness by whether or not we are nicer or kinder than other people. Paul explained that the law exposes our sinfulness. God's laws are righteous and good, but they cannot make us righteous. Only Jesus can do that. On the contrary, the law shows that we are not righteous. When driving a car, we sometimes don't worry about going over the speed limit. We reason most of the other cars are going over the speed limit, so we are okay. However, when we see a police car behind us, We are very aware of the law. If we are going 100 kilometers an hour when the speed limit is 70 kilometers an hour, we cannot deny that we have broken the law. The law of God is the same. It exposes our sins and makes us conscious of sin. I think everyone should memorize Romans 3:20 and let it sink into our souls. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. Paul repeated this truth often, especially in his letter to Galatians. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified, Galatians 2:16, and then Galatians 3:11. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. We are forgiven, justified, and declared righteous in God's sight by faith. Faith means that we rely entirely on what Jesus has done for us and not on anything we did to earn it. Verse 21, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed as attested by the law and the prophets, verse 22, and this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no distinction, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's verse 24. Meditation question. How can we become righteous before God? Why is there no distinction between Jews and non-Jews? Someone noted that Romans 3:21 to 24 marks a significant turning point in both Paul's letter to the believers in Rome and in God's dealings with humanity. In chapter 1, verse 18, Paul wrote that God's wrath is being revealed against the sin and evil that people have committed. In chapter 3, 21, it says that the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed through the gospel. Before Jesus came, people were condemned by the law, but now we have been justified through the grace of the cross. Many people, including believers, feel guilty and condemned, but Jesus came to deliver us from sin, guilt, and condemnation and judgment. Before the cross, human beings lived in bondage to sin and to Satan, but we have been set free through the death and resurrection of Christ. The Old Testament is full of promises, pictures, and symbols of the coming of Christ and of his sacrifice that makes it possible for us to become righteous in his sight. All human beings are sinners, but through the gospel, Jesus reversed the curse of sin and reconciled us to God. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. Verses 21 to 24 succinctly explain the gospel and affirm that we are justified before God freely by his grace. There's only one way to deal with the problem of sin, and there's only one way to be reconciled to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Many people do not want to accept that there is only one way to God and to eternal life, so they hang on to the view that people can be righteous by striving to be good. We discuss this in verses 19 and 20. In verse 21, Paul wrote that the righteousness of God has been revealed apart from the law. The Old Testament scriptures attest or give witness to this truth. Verse 22 proclaims that this righteousness comes by faith in Jesus. There is no distinction between Jew and Gentile because we are all sinners and all can be made righteous before God freely by his grace. The law of God points us to Jesus, the Son of God. We cannot become righteous by striving to obey the law in our own strength. However, Jesus met all the requirements of the law for us and brought us into right relationship with God so that by his indwelling presence, we can do what God desires us to do. Justification is God's method of bringing human beings into right relationship with himself. God's righteousness becomes a reality for us through faith in Jesus. We are justified and legally declared not guilty before God by faith, not by anything we have done. Justification means that we are sinless in God's eyes and free from guilt, free from condemnation, and free from judgment. Justification does not mean to be made righteous on the inside. Justification means to be legally declared righteous before God. A person who has been justified through the blood of Christ is sinless in God's sight. We are just as if we had never sinned. The transformation of our character through the indwelling presence of Christ is called sanctification. Meditation question. Explain Paul's statement in verse 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What does it mean to be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus? Before Adam and Eve fell into sin, they lived in direct communion with God and reflected his glory. God's glory is the majesty of his presence and person. When Adam and Eve sinned, their relationship with God was broken, and they no longer reflected his glory. Verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We were created to live in God's presence and to experience his glory. Sin separated us from him and from his glory. Jesus did not just come to forgive our sins so we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus came to restore us to God's original design, so that we may live in communion with him and reflect his glory. Moses built the tabernacle in the desert, and God dwelt in the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was placed. However, only the high priest could enter once a year, showing that the people did not have access to the presence and glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners, but are forgiven and declared to be righteous before God. Verse 24 says that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption means to buy back something that was once yours. 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19 explains that we were not redeemed by silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus. No amount of money could pay the debt of our sin, but Jesus paid our debt with his own blood. Salvation is a free gift. However, the price he paid was not cheap. I love the words of the hymn that says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. The book of Hebrews teaches that Jesus is our great high priest. Hebrews 10:19-20 affirms that we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain that is his body. When Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom, showing that through the cross, Jesus opened the way for every believer to enter directly into the presence of God. Many of us have heard these truths about justification and forgiveness through faith in Christ many times. Nevertheless, we sometimes are confused by words like justification. It is important to grasp the concept of justification. But more importantly, I want people to understand the simple truth of the gospel. God has revealed to us how we can become righteous through the gospel. Let me review why the gospel is good news for us. Number one, we can be made righteous in God's sight by believing what Jesus has done for us on the cross. We do not need to strive to become righteous by obeying all of the laws. Number two, Jesus sets us free from guilt and condemnation, the condemnation of sin. Justification means that he declares us not guilty. Wow. And three, we can freely enter into God's presence through the blood of Jesus. This is all good news. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for justification. You paid for our sins with your blood on the cross. You have declared us to be righteous and not guilty in your sight. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for bringing us into right relationship with you so that now we can reflect your glory. And may your glory shine upon us and through us. In Christ's name, amen.